All right, just got a few minutes left, but I think we need to talk about Ryan Helsley for a little bit here. Now, again, I want to throw this out there. Just like I talked about guys that are struggling earlier and it's too early to judge and to come to any conclusions and all that, I'm going to give you the same disclaimer here talking about someone who is off to a ridiculous start, and that's Ryan Helsley. What we're seeing from Helsley early this year is, well, you know what? It's stupid. It is. It's just stupid. So we know he's made, you know, he's thrown 8 1/3 innings, 16 strikeouts in 8 1/3. So major league average strikeout rate is about 22%. So he's three times better than the major league average. And by the way, the major league average is an all-time record. Like this is the sport has never seen more strikeouts. So, and all of that small sample size, that's going to get leveled out. It's not going to stay like that. But I'm just trying to describe for you the start that he's off to. So 16 strikeouts and 8 1/3, 0.00 ERA. Now that means he hasn't allowed a run. Just want to throw that in there. But when you look at the StatCast data that's available, you can, you know, a lot of what they have there are numbers that can tell you whether the numbers that are being put up, the traditional old school numbers, ERA, things like that, whether they are based on luck, good or bad, right? I mean, you can be throwing better than what your numbers say or worse than what your numbers say, or if you're getting what you deserve. And the crazy thing is he's getting what he deserves. So his actual ERA is zeros, right? His expected ERA based on the quality of contact against him is 0.16, which is just stupid. It's ridiculous. He has thrown 100. I'm trying not to nerd out too much, but this stuff is just amusing me too much. Ryan Helsley has thrown 111 pitches so far this year. 10 balls in play. 10 bat. So one in every 11 pitches, the ball's being put in play against Ryan Helsley this year. Everything else is either a ball, a called strike, a swing and miss strike, or a foul ball. He has only allowed 10 batted balls in 111 pitches this year.
Is that good?
It's pretty stupid good. And now, again, it's so early that it doesn't tell us that it's going to be this way all year, but holy crap, is he throwing the ball well. I mean, he threw 103 miles an hour yesterday. His average fastball is at 99. And, you know, we've talked a lot over the years about how hard Jordan Hicks threw, and, boy, was that ridiculous. And Hicks has that's crazy two-seam run where he can throw the ball 100 miles an hour and it still moves, like, 12 inches to the right and down. But then throw on top of the velocity, right? The average fastball at 99.1 miles an hour and the peak fastball at 103 right now. Add on to that he is in the top 3% in baseball in spin rate on the fastball. And layman's terms, that basically means that the fastball maintains its velocity longer. So let's, for example, say that you let go of the ball. See, the velocities that we see, it's the measurement out of the hand, right? So right when he lets go of it, how fast is it moving? Well, okay, so 99 is the average. Usually you get about a 10% degradation on the way there. So by the time it's at home plate, it's kind of 90, 91 instead of 99. Well, when you have a higher spin rate, it's more like 93 or 94 as opposed to 90, 91. And they're not exact numbers. I didn't do the math on the exact fastball, but it's kind of what it is. It basically, having a higher spin rate is like adding a couple of miles an hour to your fastball. That's what it's doing. So here you got a guy that's throwing the ball better than pretty much everybody else in Major League Baseball at the moment. And the reason I bring it up is not just to be here and nerd out, although that's fun. It's also to point out that, you know, when we've listened to Oliver Marmol talk about bullpen usage and how they want to deploy guys and whether or not they want to go with a traditional closer and maybe they want to use their best reliever in the most important spots, I just wanted to throw this out there that maybe your best reliever is not going to be Giovanni Gallegos. You know, when we were asking Ollie Marmol questions all offseason, It was with the idea that Gallegos has been your best reliever. Is he your closer? And then Ollie was like, well, you know, we're not always going to use the role traditionally. Maybe Helsley's the guy that ends up being the most dominant arm in the pen. Maybe he's the guy that's the stopper. The guy that comes in the sixth or the seventh inning, and we've seen he can throw two innings. He just did it yesterday. Is he the guy that now gets those really dangerous situations, especially when you need a swing and miss? Well, I would say the answer to that is probably when you've got a high spin rate fastball at 99 to 103 miles an hour and nobody's hitting anything against you. Maybe that's the role for Ryan Helsley. Maybe he's the most valuable piece in the bullpen this year. But just keep an eye and see how that goes as we move along. Hey, guys, have a good night. We'll talk some baseball with you tomorrow as we get ready for the Cardinals and the Royals. You got Hancock and Kelly coming up next here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.